Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. His group fell apart. Some of the members of his band were in a bad automobile accident. And he called me, and I told him not to stay away, to come. And he brought the girls, and weren't they wonderful? Let's give them a hand. We don't ever like to put down. We like to encourage. Now, I have two little announcements here. Oh, three little announcements. Did anybody adopt the cat? Well, well, that's good. Now, a young man came back here a while ago, and he laid his watch down in the shower up in the campground, and somebody picked it up. And we hope whoever picked it up will return it. Let's do that, please. And I want to personally thank John Bullard, who's worked like a trooper as a stagehand here all weekend long. Take that. And we pressed old Craig in tonight, and he's been wonderful. Take a bow, Craig. And I want to announce that Gamble will be back tomorrow. I thought you'd like to know that. Now, the last number, as far as I'm concerned, on this program tonight, is delightful as all these numbers have been tonight. The new Sand Mountain Wildcats.
Pull this one out and use it.
Hey, you can take this off.
Okay.
What's wrong with it right now?
I need to put it up in my face.
Oh. Thank you. Help. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Help.
Does anybody else do this kind of stuff? We're a funny group.
It's part of the act.
It's all planned.
Is this on?
Yeah, it's on.
Okay,
I'll just... Oh, hello. How's that? Huh? That's not so good.
That's better than last night. Last night I didn't have one.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good?
That's good.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can see you, and I can see you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, I can see you. Carolyn.
He says, God bless you.
Gather around, all your children, because your old Uncle Remus has got part two. Now, Brer Rabbit commenced to get mighty angry, and he say, didn't you done hear me say howdy? Is you deef? If you is, I can holler louder. The Tar Baby, he don't say nothing, and Brer Fox, he lay low. Now, Brer Rabbit commenced to get mighty angry, and he say, you better tells me howdy, or I'll hit you right in the side of the head. The Tar Baby, he still don't say nothing. And Brer Fox, he lay low. Now Brer Rabbit, he rear back with all his might, and he hit him whoop, and his fist stuck. And then he gets so mad he hit him with other fist, and his other fist stuck. And then he kicked him with a foot, and his foot stuck. And then his other foot stuck. And now, Brer Fox kind of sashay out of the bushes, and he say, "Moaning, Brer Rabbit. You look all stuck up." Now, cousin Brer Rabbit is mighty scared, and for his life, he starts to commence begging and pleading. He says, "Please, Brer Fox, skin me alive, snatch out my eyeballs, but whatever you do, please, please don't throw me in that there den of wildcats." And now, cousin Brer Fox wants to hurt Brer Rabbit so bad he can test it. He picks Brer Rabbit up, and with all of his might, he throws him right into the middle of that there den of wildcats. Sometime later, Brer Rabbit could be heard atop the far hill playing his five-string banjo and saying, "Bone and bread with the new San Man Wildcats, Brer Fox! Bone and bread with the Wildcats!"
Could you hear this man singing? His mic was not, I don't believe. Check it, Ern.
Hello.
Try the banjo mic. Can you hear the banjo? Got it.
My buddy Bill Dudley, whom we call Bo Diddley sometimes, plays, he's a sound engineer. So he listens. The rest of us just get up and fool around.
Way down Columbus, Georgia, wanna go back to Tennessee.
Way down.
Way on down.
Way down.
Columbus Star came. My friends have turned back on me. Well, let's go away.
your mind, yeah, 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 in your heart.
Oh, in your heart.
You can love another. Leave the northern I don't mind. The other night. As I was sleeping, I dreamed I held you in my arms. When I woke,
when I woke,
I was mistaken. I was looking through them prison bars. Well, let's go and meet me if you wish to. Never let me cross your mind.
Oh, in your heart.
You love another. Leave the Lord and I don't mind.
Down.
It's one that you probably...
1967. Hey, we'll do it for you. Put it back on your hands.
Anyway, it's called Chattanooga, Shoeshine Boy. And our bass player, Rob Levine...
Having a good time.
he's fooling around.
Shows you another talent he has, which is playing the Washington bass on this song.
Good either, huh?
Wanton destruction of property.
Do you guys have insurance on this stuff?
Can you hear me okay? And that kind of got it.
Well, it's a wonder that the rag don't tear the way he
hop the boogie woogie rag. He's a Chattanooga shoe shine boy. He hop the boogie woogie rag. He's the Chattanooga shoe shine boy.
Thank you very much.
You gotta unplug that.
Thank you. That was a lot of fun for us to do. This next song is a song that's written by A.P. Carter, who is Jimmy Carter's uncle. No, he's not.
Why'd they all laugh over there?
June Carter, Cash's uncle. His song's called Hello, Stranger.
Stranger, and you're a pal of mine. Get a grounder,
let a working girl lay down.
Get a grounder,
and let a working girl lay down.
You are a rounder,
and you're all out now.
Country.
Okay, if our friend Dennis Devine is here, I would like to call him up. So get ready, Dennis, if you're here. And we're going to do a song now called, not to take it personally, I'm going to feel much better when you're gone. I really appreciate that you're here, but it's a real up tune, so come on along.
I'd like to say now how much we've enjoyed the festival this year. I think it's really great, and we're glad to be back for the second time.
It gets better and better.
Is that okay, Rob?
Mr. Ethnic has gone out of the armadillo business.
It's true. He asked us to tell you.
Oh, he hasn't rubbed turtle oils on the armadillos.
When his whole herd of armadillos was rustled, like, this is no joke, hey, by a bunch of guys from San Antonio, Florida. You guys are a great audience. You know, that wasn't even funny. You guys just laugh. The thing that I'm happiest about is we've gotten to close the show. We got to close the show almost last night. And then last time I was here, last year, we got to close the show. And usually there's like about six people in the audience, and they're sleepy, you know. And there's a lot of you out there. And it's really nice, you know, to be with Clayton. There's a bunch of people in the audience listening.
not that long. Tell to boom, make it a broom. Tell to rabbit a tree. Tell to mule swimming in a pool. Tell to bubble the sea. Don't tell me about your troubles. Don't tell me about your tears. Don't tell me about the worries that you know. 'Cause I'm packing up my heartaches in your suitcase, honey dear, and I'm gonna feel much better when you go. Log. Tell to bury in a pot. Tell to a dog barking at hog. Tell to bird in the sky. Tell to goat riding a boat. Tell to a drummer in a band. Tell to a shark swimming in a moat. Tell to a pebble in the sand. But don't tell me about your troubles. Don't tell me about your tears. Don't tell me about the worries that you know. 'Cause I'm packing up my heartaches in your suitcase, honey dear, and I'm gonna feel much better when you go.
Mr. Ernie Williams on the 5-string banjo. Dr. Darylin Caudill on the Jewish harp. Rochelle Jane Yeager on the feet. Bubblin' Bill Dudley on a 6-string guitar. Thank you very much. I would like to take this opportunity to thank you, Cousin Thelma, and all those responsible for the White Springs Folk Festival. Good time as usual. We're calling up our buddy Dennis Devine to do a piece of unfinished business because Dennis is a person always behind the scenes, really helpful and appreciative. So we're going to do this last number for you.
So what happened is Dennis asked us to accompany him early in the night, and everything was real efficient. We got to goofing off and took up a lot of time. And so there was a song left over that we was really interested in doing with Dennis. And so we're going to do it.
I'll do it with you.
Stick around after we're done. I heard there might be some cloggers around. I want to do some things. We will if they want to. Oh, if they got another band.
Well, it was late last night when Willie came home. I heard him rapping at the door. He was a-slipping and sliding with his new shoes on. Papa said, Willie, don't you rap no more. And it's way downtown, fooling around. They took me to the jail. And it's old me, and it's old my. Ain't no one to go my way. I was down at my gal Sal's house, sitting in that big old chair, one arm around my old guitar and the other one around my gal. Well, it's way downtown, fooling around. They took me to the jail. And it's old me and it's old my. Ain't no one to go my way. With a shirt on my back's about all I have, and a dollar is all I crave. I came into this world without a thing, ain't gonna take nothing to the grave. Well, it's way downtown, fooling around. They took me to the jail. It's old me and it's old my. Ain't no one to go my there. Well, it's way downtown, fooling around. They took me to the jail. And it's oh me, and it's oh my. Ain't no one to go my bail. Thank you.
Thank you for sending out Wildcats.
Okay, just remember, it's our great Florida participants, our Florida folk participants, that make this festival what it is. Don't forget that. And we hope you'll talent scout for us. And if you know somebody who ought to be auditioned, we are happy to have pictures and tapes or through the year, audition in person. Do this for us. Be back in your seats in the morning, promptly at 10 o'clock. And now I'm going to turn it over to the dancers. And it won't be a long thing, because remember, security has to secure us.
All right, thanks a lot.
Now, before anybody takes off, we're all here. Okay, what we're going to do here is we're going to do two dances. We're going to do a short clogging workshop. We're going to do work on one basic step, and we got one dynamite old-timey fiddle band coming together for this thing. This is kind of people we've been picking up here all weekend down in the campground, and so we're going to have some good music. And If you all were here yesterday afternoon, you kind of know what this Appalachian Round Dancing is about. Now, this is a kind of dance that has been going on up in the Appalachian Mountains for a long time. And you don't have to know how to do anything at all, except you have to know your left hand from your right hand, like I said yesterday. If you don't know that, don't even bother to come down here. But if you got that, the left hand is usually the one that you got the watch on. Okay, these guys are going to shut down the PA system, so what we're going to do is yell a lot. One of the things I wanted to point out about clogging is that you see a lot of clogging teams, you know, everybody's wearing their tap shoes and all that, and we wear tap shoes when we're down here so you can hear us, but about 95% of the dancing we do, we just wear our shoes and our boots. So don't think you got to have tap shoes to be a clogger, because that's just something you do when you got to make some noise. So we're going to be dancing to an acoustic band here tonight, and they're not going to be playing with any mics or anything. So, well, you just all come down here and let's get this thing organized.
been sitting on my sleeping bag this morning while the wild leaves are falling on the road. It's the back roads leading down to Carolina just to carry this old lonely boy back home. Carolina, I'm out here on the back roads coming home. Okay, Phil. Mother's in the kitchen cooking supper with potatoes and fried chicken on her stove. I sure hope she's got that letter that I wrote her saying that this old lonely boy's coming home. Caroline, Carolina, I'm out here on the back roads coming home. Okay, banjos. Does she still take a walk on Sunday evening by the clover fields where she and I lay? Does she still ponder over sacred places where she gave her heart and soul to me one day? Caroline, Carolina, I'm out here on the back roads coming home. I'm out here on the back roads coming home. Thank you. All right, what do we have up there? We have to play nice and loud and fast and get all these people that are asleep and get them down here to the stage. So we got a bunch of good entertainment. Gamble Rogers is here. He'll be on a little later. And we need to wake everybody up. What do you got there?
Scott's right, do down there. You're going to help out. We'll help him out in the meantime. And I directed him about giving him in the same order.
Yeah. Best of luck. Chuck Peterson, lead him first here, though.
Two. Wake you folks up. Couple seconds. Everybody, notice now different styles of banjo that we got up here. Rick Abrams is playing the Clawhammer banjo. Jack Piccolo is going to play the regular three fingers scrub style pick. And we're going to try the old Joe Clark and maybe bring the house down a little bit. All right.
Is up next.
Spirituals.
Oh, come on, man. Oh,
Sunday I was going to get Pete Seeger's old banjo here. We're going to try to do a song called Jesse James for you. Y'all sing along with us. The chorus is what? Jesse had a wife, he mourned for his life. What's that? Three children, and they were afraid. But that dirty little coward who shot Mr. Howard. That's right. Seeger. So he says, look at this. And there's a column in there by Pete Seeger, and he says that the magazine is going out of business or else they're having some hard times. And Sing Out's always having hard times because it's hard to support things like folk music and such a beautiful thing. And unfortunately, there's so few people that are willing to put their money and time into it, like Cousin Thelma and these Florida Folk Festival people. And he says, the first person to sell 100 subscriptions to Sing Out magazine, I'm going to give them one of my two old long-necked Vega banjos. Well, I knew he only owned two because I had a chance to talk to him a while back and I asked him how many he owned, and he said, one too many. And I said, how many is that? He says, two. So I got to thinking, well, I know what kind of banjos he has, and well, a chance to get one of Pete Seeger's banjos is something that won't go unpassed. So I immediately hopped a banjo and sold a guitar, borrowed the rest of the money, and came up with enough money to buy out 100 subscriptions to Sing Out magazine. All right, so I call the magazine up, and they, first they're thinking, well, we're not sure we like this idea because this is a contest. We should have this open to everybody. I said, well, you guys take your time, and I'll wait for somebody to sell 100 subscriptions, but when you guys get tired, call me back. 1 week later, they called me back. And they said, guess what? We really need the money. I said, well, I'd love to give it to you. So I did, and it took a few months, but one day the phone rings at work.
One.
I pick it up, and the voice on the other end says, hello, Rick, this is Pete Seeger. I said, oh, yeah? Well, it was, and he put this thing on the bus, and it was there 2 days later. This is the one he played with Woody Guthrie in the Final Days and the Weavers, and this is Jesse James.
Yeah.
cachet. Soon as the news did arrive, a fast simple was proclaimed. The line is high, they can take just to change their life. Move just to get wide, we want to go to life. Preach up and then we pray. But the dirty little coward shot Mr. Howard and laid poor Jesse in his grave. But that dirty little coward shot Mr. Howard and laid poor Jesse in his grave.
Thank you. We'll see you later on. Whatever. You know, one thing that characterizes
people from our church
is simplicity. Simple people. And I'm sure a long time Pete Seeger didn't know he was famous. He came down here and did a concert for us, and it was marvelous to have him. And I had a little supper party afterwards for him, and I made him okra soup. And if you'd like the receipt for okra soup, see me after a while. But he just thought it was marvelous, and he brought an empty bag, thinking that he could pick up a bag full of corn, roast and ears. Well, of course, it was not quite time. But fortunately, we had a man here from Sarasota, and he said, "That's all right, Pete, I'll send you a crate from Sarasota."
What is she doing?
And he did. And it would have been fun to see Pete with all that corn in upstate New York. This little girl appeared first at Florida Folk Festival last year. She sings like an angel. She's from White Springs, and she sings for many schools, church functions in our area. She's marvelous. Let's welcome Annette Brown, and her accompanist is no relation. He's the music teacher for Hamilton County, Billy Brown. Billy didn't come, Annette.
Uh-oh. What are we going to do for Cutting? Well?
I love the grass on where he stands.
sheep goes bald and your sheep, they know that you are for real. And oh Lord, oh Lord, I know you can, I know you can. Hold my hand, Lord, Master, I know you can. Guide my feet, Lord, lead me to the promised land. Oh, I'll be my friend, Lord.
Okay, and here they come.